I treat a fair number of patients with Waldenstrom's, and we see patients who have Waldenstrom's macroglobulinemia and get a decrease in their dose, even down to 1 to 2 pills, and continue to have very nice responses and tolerate it well. So one thing that also could be explored would actually be to decrease the dose and even decrease the frequency sometimes of the dosing. You know, in other words, skip a day or skip a few days if you have toxicity. That's not been tested in a clinical trial, but I think certainly, do you need to have 100% BTK blockade, or do you just need some BTK inhibition to get the same result?
How do they decide whether you or Mari Gertz use the Waldenstrom's?
So actually, we're a center of referrals. So actually, Prashant Kapoor is yet another person who sees the Waldenstrom's. So we see enough people to share them around.
Wow, that's amazing. As long as we're talking about it, is there anything in particular about Waldenstrom's that makes more of a problem with ibrutinib?
Well, it's interesting. So Waldenstrom's, actually one of the features of treating with ibrutinib is you get a rapid decrease in the IgM level, and you interestingly get an increase in the hemoglobin. So many of these patients are quite anemic, and one of the things that's pretty impressive about this agent is that the anemia resolves. The challenge, however, is if you stop the drug, even for just a week or two, you get quite a substantial rebound in the IgM.
Wow.
And so it comes back quite quickly. So you need to be aware of that if you have a patient going for surgery, for example, that you need to keep your eye on the IgM because it can come back quite quickly. And I think the one other thing that's been curious is that if you actually do a bone marrow, the number of bone marrow cells or tumor cells in the bone marrow hasn't decreased in the same proportion as what you see the IgM decrease. So I think we don't understand BTK inhibition in Waldenstrom's quite that well. I think it's doing a lot of things to, again, the bone marrow environment, which allows for the bone marrow to have greater increase in the hemoglobin and decrease in the IgM, but it doesn't have quite the same direct effect on the tumor cells, at least not initially.
That's really fascinating. What do you do with a Waldenstrom's patient on ibrutinib who needs major surgery? How long before do you stop and when do you restart?
So in general, we've stopped about 1 to 2 weeks, 2 weeks preferably, ahead of the procedure, and then waited at least sort of 5 to 7 days post-procedure. It depends on what the procedure was. If the procedure was really a major procedure, we would do that. Many of these patients are in pretty reasonable remissions at that point, so actually you've got a little bit of time on your hands.